supplies to become president after all. Executives in Toronto know me. I'm a leader amongst a group of leaders. I'm Nicole Barrett, damn it. A natural leader. A boss that people can not only look up to, but strive to be. I've not only made it to the top of the food chain of Toronto's executive elite, I'm at the forefront. Me, a woman who came from nothing. I became everything, and at the age of 31. You don't get to where I am by being weak or lazy. I put in my time every day to be the best until I was just that. I regard the pathetic little girl in the mirror who looks scared at the actions she just committed. This person doesn't show confidence, only fear. This little girl looks like a scared poor child living in squalor with her mother, not a president of a major commercial beauty company. I hate the little girl staring back at me from the mirror. I put my hands under the water and find relief in my clean hands while watching the red go down the drain, taking in a deep breath. Everything will change now. I look back at the dead body staining the tile floor behind me. This was not my fault. It was Alice Walker's fault. I should have never hired her to begin with.
Chapter 1. Alice. 3 months prior. I sit on the couch in our new living room, paralyzed with fear of all the major changes in my life. I know I should be happy right now. I'm getting everything I ever wanted. Instead, my insecurities have completely taken over my brain. I'm stuck between a feeling of jumping up and down with joy and wanting to curl up in a ball and cry. Tomorrow is my first day at a lovely beauty supplies, or LBS for short. I'm their new executive director of sales. My jaw still drops to the floor when I think of my new title. It took me years to get into a management role when I lived in British Columbia. Next thing I know, I've moved across the country and now I'm a few inches away from being a top executive in an emerging beauty supply company that has huge potential. Hard work brought me here. I paid my dues to my corporate bosses. I sacrificed a lot of my time and life to get where I wanted to be. And now the fruits of my labor are paying off. Evan, my husband, has been supportive of me. He hasn't slowed me down in what I wanted in life, although he can be a good distraction. We're nearly 30. He wants to be a father. When we married nearly 2 years ago, I told him I wanted the same, and I do, but not right now. Right now, Alice Walker needs to focus on herself. I need to climb the corporate ladder as high as I can go, and once I'm invaluable, once I've proven my worth, I can focus on having a family with Evan. I'm young and still have plenty of time. Although Evan seems to be going through his midlife crisis much earlier than expected, I'm only 27. That allows me a lot of time to get to where I need to be. If you ask Evan, though, he would tell you otherwise. He is obsessed with my eggs and how many of my child-rearing years I have left. He will continue to sneak in statistics of issues older parents have when they have a family later in life. I'm not worried. When the time comes, I'll make a good mother. I know. I just can't start when I'm at the bottom. I want my children to be raised in an environment where they don't have to worry about money. I want to ensure that I can provide those stable early years for them. Essentially, I want them to not go through the hell I had growing up. Evan, while being a good, supportive husband to his overachieving wife, doesn't really help much in that department. He's currently not working, and that's okay since we just moved to Toronto so that I could start my new job. Although I tend to set high expectations for myself, I know it's not reasonable for him to move across the country with me and suddenly find work. What was reasonable, though, was to expect that before we moved to Toronto, he would have a stable career. Stable and career are not words that are relevant to my husband. In the working world, we are near opposites. I'm a go-getter, overachiever, and will do anything except sell my unborn child to move myself to where I want to be in life. Evan is different. He won't take any garbage from his superiors. He puts in the work that's required of him and barely anything.